two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie. I like it when we start off this show with a good hearty laughter. Right, Mike?
Something like that.
Something like that, yes. And yes, of course, you're listening to Pork Therapy, the number one relationship talk from a liberty perspective.
Show that we make.
We're number one in something, Mike, I'm sure, you know? Even though, like, okay, I have to say,
We're the number one show that you're listening to at the moment.
There are some cool podcast award nominees that are a lot of our friends, you know. We're in the podcasting world, we're in the Liberty Movement, you know. So we know a lot of cool people who are nominated for podcast awards. Mike, can you pull that up so we can just pimp them really quick? They have this thing where people nominate their favorite podcast for an award. And there are different categories. And, you know, once they get the finalists in each category, you can vote every day for something like 2 weeks. And then at the end of 2 weeks, the podcast that gets the most votes in each category gets something. What do they get, right? Bragging rights?
A ticket? Bragging rights, I think. Actually, I'm sure bragging rights is actually helpful. If you're in the media, you could say,
oh yeah,
you could use it for marketing. Say, you know, we are the best listened to thing because of this, you know, awards show,
right?
And that'll help them get more marketers, which will help them get more listeners, etc.
Right, well, definitely. I think even if they make it to the nominee category, then they get a lot of free advertising, right? Because people go to vote for the podcast and then they say, oh, there's another podcast that I might like that's kind of sounds a little bit similar to the ones that I already listened to. So I think they do get exposure from that. So there's a lot of friendly podcasts in many of these categories. So we were actually, a couple of our listeners said that they nominated us for some of the categories, but...
And thank you very much.
And we thank you for that, definitely. But we didn't make it into any of the categories. And I think one of the reasons is because we just didn't really fit any of these molds, right, Mike?
That's possibly it, but also, you know, not having really...
We didn't
know
promote
about,
it.
Yeah,
we
known about it yeah. since before.
We kind of slacked off.
So really... next year, if someone wants to be kind enough to nominate us, we'll probably talk about it and request
maybe.
Votes. Maybe.
So is that enough podcast awards?
I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think
plugging
that's enough
something
too.
That we don't much care about.
Well, I care. I want my friends to win them. I mean, I don't really care if I get one, but I think it means a lot to a lot of people that we care about, so I would like them to get it.
Okay.
So, anyway, Mike, we have some important business to get to tonight, right? We have our first, you know, our theme song. It says on our theme song, you know, you should call us and you should leave, what? A joke,
a
comment,
or something more. And we got a joke.
We actually got a joke. It's a joke that, well, I guess we should just play it.
Yes.
All right, so here's my joke. I moved to West Virginia, and when I moved in, basically it was way out in the middle of nowhere, this farm, and it was about 50 acres around, and this guy comes driving out, and I mean, nobody's around, and there's a bunch of dirt behind his truck, and he pulls up, and it's just a stereotypical redneck guy gets out, and he's like, hey, I'm Billy. It's like, wow, Billy, well, great to meet you. Like, welcome to the neighborhood. I'm going to throw a party. And so you could, you know, see everybody in the neighborhood and get used to it. I was like, great. They're like, oh, man, the party's going to be great. There's going to be drinking. There's going to be booze. There's going to be smoking. There's going to be cussing. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be screwing. It's going to be awesome. And I was like, oh, fantastic. So how should I dress? It don't matter. It's just going to be me and you, boy. Ah, that's my one for Jamie and Mike.
Oh, that was a good joke.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, it was cute.
Thank you, joke teller.
Yes. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that.
For taking the courage to be one of the very first people to actually voice record anything
and the first joke teller. Yes. This is a monumentous occasion for Pork Therapy. So I heard a little joke, a reference to Jamie and Mike at the end of that call. So the voice sounded a little familiar. Maybe like...
I think it did too, but just in case the voice wanted to remain anonymous, we'll just let it remain familiar to all the millions of people that very voice actually knows.
All the millions of people who listen to Wheels Off Liberty and get the joke at the end. So anyway, thank you for calling that joke. That was much needed comic relief.
That was awesome.
I liked it. Anyway, Mike, you want to go to a party tonight? Just me and you?
Is there going to be cussing and smoking and drinking and screwing?
Yes, there is. Just like every time we record Pork Therapy, right?
If you guys have a joke, please send it in. That'd be great to have like a different listener joke each episode. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
Okay, so, wait, what's our number?
419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yeah, we almost failed. Like, we almost didn't...
call us and then
we
not
almost were like, call us and then didn't give our number. Don't you hate it when that happens? Anyway, we actually have an email, too, and if you want to send us your relationship questions, issues, jokes, comments, something more, you can also email us at questions@porktherapy.com, and that is, of course, porctherapy.com. That's our website URL, too, if you want to go there. So we got an interesting email that we wanted to get into, and it's about something that, I don't know, do you think a lot of people can relate to this, Mike?
No, I think...
No.
Yes, I think some people can relate to this.
Okay.
Actually, probably a lot of people can relate to it, at least indirectly, having known someone who can relate directly.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think so, too.
So, you or me are going to read this?
Well, I don't know, you read the last few, so I'll give you a little break.
Alrighty.
I have a little bit of a sore throat tonight, Mike. That was so contrived. So fake. Okay. Anyway, let's read this question. Okay. So the question asker says, "Hi, Stephanie and Mike. I have a hard time meeting and maintaining relationships with women. I'm a straight lady myself." So I guess those would be friendship relationships, right?
I would assume so.
Okay. And then she goes on to say, "Well, initially meeting them is not the issue. I'm friendly and easy to talk to, but I never seem to be able to get past the acquaintance stage with new females in my life. I have several good childhood female friends, but honestly, I haven't made a best girlfriend in many years. I know I'm not completely socially awkward because I have lots of male friends with whom I get along really well. Part of it, I think, is that I have no clue what other women are thinking much of the time. I think this intimidates me. Is this how men feel?" And then she puts a little smiley face. "To give an example of this whole issue, I have a part-time job where over 90% of the staff is female. I've been here for about 4 or 5 months, and while I'm friendly with my coworkers, I wouldn't say I'm friends with any of the women here, or the men, but they're the bosses and a good deal older."
I'm going to interrupt and just enunciate, I think, what she tried to express with capitals here. She says, "I've been here 4 or 5 months, and while I'm friendly with my coworkers, I wouldn't say I'm friends with any of them."
I missed that.
Just a slight
nuance.
Anyway, go on.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Then she says, I try to talk to everyone and be open, yet I can't make a connection. I crack jokes and no one laughs. Sad violin."
That's cute. Sad.
Well, have you ever seen people do that? The world's smallest violin, and then they rub their finger on their teeth.
That's not the sad part. The sad part is that she cracks jokes and no one laughs.
Yeah, that is sad. That is sad. I agree.
Anyway.
I'm harping on the wrong thing. Okay, and then she goes on to say, "Finally, but I'm a happy gal in general. I'm not even really looking to make a change. I'm curious to hear what you, and maybe a peanut or two, have to say about this topic, as I know I'm not the only one. Thanks, guys. I love the show. It always leaves me smiling. Sign me, Anonymous."
Good letter. Thank you for writing.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. So, Mike, what do you think about this?
The first thing that I want to talk about is where she says, "Part of it, I think, is that I have no clue what other women are thinking much of the time. Is this how men feel?" Does she have a clue what men are thinking? Does she have a clue what anyone is thinking? Do men have a clue what women are thinking? No one has any clue what anyone else is thinking. How is that related to anything?
Well,
I think that's... I don't even know what she means, or She really thinks that she can't get into women's heads and can get into men's heads, and I don't buy that.
Yeah, I think she's expressing that she can't relate to women. You know, okay. She thinks that she's different from most women. Which, and you know what? I can empathize with that. I've felt that way before.
And she also said when she cracks jokes and no one laughs.
Mm-hmm.
She is talking about her workplace, which is mostly women, so maybe she cannot relate. Maybe what she thinks is funny, most women don't, or something like that.
Right, right.
Okay, that's a possibility.
Yeah. See, I kind of wonder if this person, she doesn't mention anything about this in the email, but I kind of wonder if she is part of the Liberty Movement here in New Hampshire.
Why?
Because, I guess we didn't mention this before, but our name is Pork Therapy because pork is short for porcupine. And the porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project, which you can check out at freestateproject.org, right?
Yes.
And that's also the reason that Mike and I both moved to New Hampshire, to be here and get active for freedom in our lifetimes. So I wonder if this is a woman that we know, that we're friends with.
Well, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's definitely not required. Like, I have no idea who wrote this question, right. So it could be someone we have no idea who it is.
Well, would there be a different answer if they were a porcupine, which is a liberty activist here, or not?
Yes, that's why I asked, because I don't think it would necessarily be a different answer, but I have to say, like, okay, I lived most of my life before I moved to New Hampshire surrounded by people who were not interested in freedom, and I especially...
Sorry about that. I beeped. Go on. No, you especially.
Mike is secretly a robot.
My battery's done.
We try not to tell you that.
Or I was backing up.
We're a show about feelings, you know. Robots don't have feelings.
I am offended that you say that.
Mike has very advanced software that allows him to empathize with people.
Instead of AI, I have AE.
That's right.
Artificial emotions.
Empathy. Advanced empathy. I don't know, Mike.
Okay, so I interrupted you by beeping, and you were saying...
Right, yes. Shut your robot self off. I'm going to power you down and push your belly button. And anyway, I'm just kidding, Mike. Sorry. Okay, anyway, I was saying before I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I was... living my life surrounded by people who didn't understand liberty. And I felt this, not to say that I was surrounded by people who didn't understand liberty sounds a little bit, I don't know.
True.
No, it sounds a little bit like arrogant or like I know something that I'm enlightened and everybody else is dumb. And I don't mean that at all. It was just that most of the people around me were not interested in anything political, and they especially weren't interested in being left alone to like live their life as they saw fit and not having the government constantly encroaching on their life and their freedom and their ability to do business and live as they want to live, basically. So I felt this with everybody. I felt like I didn't fit in. I felt like I couldn't relate to anyone. But I especially felt it with other women, because I just felt like...
Interesting.
I felt like there were so many women out there that... Like, you know, we could be acquaintances, friendly, you know, but we really didn't share those kind of common value. Like, you know, we didn't have those common interests of being.
But why? I don't understand. If you felt this with everybody, why did you feel it more with women? What does gender have to do with not having something in common?
Well, okay, you know me, Mike. I hate to make broad generalizations based on gender, and I always, you know, try really hard to avoid it. But I have to say, there is some actual empirical data that we can refer to.
All right.
That shows that there are, you know, there are few people who are interested in liberty, and we're hoping to change that, by the way, by getting active and, you know, spreading the message and so forth. But there are even fewer women, it seems, who are interested in freedom. I mean, they're definitely out there. There are some women.
Before you moved to New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
you said you felt kind of you didn't fit in because no one really understood liberty, but you felt this more with women. How is that?
Because there were zero women.
Women and a few men.
Yes.
Okay.
A very few men, but zero women. Yeah. Except women, maybe like I remember I went to this... this conference once, and I met Wendy McElroy, and she was really cool. Like, I used to love reading her stuff, and it was really cool to meet her, and I felt good about that, because I was like, hey, there is, like, another woman out there who's interested in this stuff. And, you know, I met a few other women at those kind of things, but yeah, that was when I was still not living in New Hampshire, and there wasn't anyone in my immediate life that I interacted with often that was interested. And... you know, now that I'm here, things have changed. I mean, there are a lot of great female activists. You know, I do a show called She Talk Live, actually, mm-hmm. which is Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, but it's all female co-hosts, and so we talk a lot about all kinds of different things.
So are you suggesting then that if this question asker is a pork, or a, you know, a pork who hasn't moved yet, is a porcupine who hasn't moved yet, that perhaps what she's not fitting in is because of the liberty values in her life, and not many other people around her have those values, and even fewer women do, and if she moved to New Hampshire, things would improve?
It wasn't exactly what I was trying to say, but I agree with what you just said. I think just women who are liberty-oriented in general just kind of have a different style or a different way of thinking than most other people, and so it can be a little bit isolating, you know? Not just women, like
so
anyone who's liberty
person, she just might be the black sheep, she might be out...
Sort of,
okay.
Yeah.
Breaking social norms.
Yeah. She says she's not really looking to change that. Like, she realizes that she has a hard time meeting and maintaining friendships with women.
Right.
But she's not really looking to change that. So, I don't know.
She's just curious.
I kind of wonder, like, is this, like, how much is this bothering her? Maybe her need for connection and her need for friendship and understanding is met by the male friends in her life, or if there's a male partner in her life, maybe those needs are met without having women in her circle of friends.
It does sound like she is just curious about this and doesn't seem to care, and it doesn't seem to affect her that much.
Right.
So.
And, I mean, that's totally fine.
Yay.
I mean, you know, if you find that... You know, you happen to connect better with some people, and those people happen to have Y chromosomes. No big deal. That's totally okay, you know? You have every right to choose your friends and to be selective about who your friends are, you know?
Yep.
Based on whatever criteria you want.
And if you want to be a sexist, that's okay. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
Basically, I'm trying to say that there's nothing wrong with the question asker. If she feels that, in general, she can't relate to women, then, you know, nobody's forcing her to be friends with women. But it is kind of... I do kind of get the sense that she feels a little bit alienated at work because she's trying to connect with these women at her workplace.
Yeah.
And she's trying to, you know, be friendly and make jokes. But she just doesn't feel a deep connection. And maybe that's because they're... status, not because they're women.
Well, maybe, but whatever the reason. I mean, maybe they all go to church together, and you go to a different church or have a different religion.
Or no religion.
And they're either closed-minded or just don't know you yet or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not that big of a deal.
Different age than you, and you know,
I can see how it could be awkward, though. You go to a workplace every day, and all these people who joke and talk with each other, and I don't know, maybe they, you know, go bowling or whatever, and then you just try and be friendly and crack a joke and... maybe get invited or whatever, and it never happens, that could be awkward. And that could be unpleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like there's anything wrong with you, but, you know, maybe it's an environment you don't really want to stay in. I don't know.
Yeah. I have to say, like, I can kind of relate to this, although I have a slightly different experience. Like, I have a workplace, and I'm friendly with all of my coworkers, too. But, you know, we don't really socialize outside of work.
Right.
You know, we're not, like, best friends, right? And I don't really share too many personal details with them about my life. So, but I kind of like it that way. You know, I have a lot of friends outside of work, and I feel like I don't really want to be like close, intimate friends with the people that I work with.
Cause
you know, I actually see them like more than
enough
my significant other, you know,
like
the amount of time I spend with these people, they're great people and everything, but
it's
you know, it's almost like
time,
a family situation, you know? It's like, you know, we kind
of
joke about being like siblings because, you know, you spend so much time with people, you know, you kind of have that sibling like relationship or something like that. So I don't know. Maybe you don't want to be friends with your coworkers, question asker.
You mean good friends? Perhaps.
Yeah, good friends.
Yeah.
So she says she has trouble meeting women. I wonder, like, if she is a pork, if she's interested in freedom. Like, I wonder if she could, you know.
You're sure dwelling on that potential fact.
Well. Yeah, maybe I am dwelling on it, but I think there's a pretty good chance, you know, we're heard on the Liberty Radio Network. We're, you know, we're known to be kind of a pro-freedom show, right? Where our slogan is relationship talk from a liberty perspective, you know. People know what we're all about, right?
Sure.
And that's freedom. And, you know, I've heard a lot of other freedom-oriented women express this exact same sentiment. Like, why can't I have girlfriends that are like I can relate to and have this connection with?
Maybe it's just statistics. Like the people who share your values in common and you would, you know, become friends with, there just are, in one example, there could be just a smaller population, which means a smaller percentage of women and men, but, and another.
But even smaller of women.
Yeah. Perhaps it's just,
Yeah. See,
That leads to the whole topic, though, of why are there fewer women in the Liberty Movement.
Exactly.
That's a whole other episode.
You know, I think we may actually discuss that with a guest soon. This is a little teaser. But, I have some thoughts on that. I think a lot of other people do, too. So stay tuned for that. But
so
I guess,
if it's true, and it's, from my experience it is, that there are significantly fewer women participating in the Liberty Movement, then if this woman had those values, then just statistically you'd have a harder time meeting women. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to say, basically at the end of the question, she says, I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this topic.
Yeah.
As I know I'm not the only one. And that statement struck me. I know I'm not the only one. Uh-huh. Because here in New Hampshire, now that there is this community that I'm part of and there are women in the community who are, you know, basically like me and have these ideas of freedom that they're interested in. I hear all of them basically saying this. You know, I hear a lot of them saying this.
Saying I can't meet, I don't have girlfriends?
Or at least that I didn't have girlfriends, like, before I moved here. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So I think that being around, like, just this larger community helps a lot. I think that being here in New Hampshire.
Well, let's pretend this question asker is not a liberty activist potentially moving to New Hampshire. What options does she have to meet people? Because you're saying, well, if you move to New Hampshire, it's not problem solved, but problem helped.
Yeah.
And what if you're not thinking of moving to New Hampshire?
So I think the best thing that she could do if she's not planning on moving to New Hampshire is to just do the things that she likes to do, as long as they're kind of public, you know, out and
in the open things. The same information that we gave in our Meeting New People episode.
Yes, exactly.
Long ago, which you can find on our website, porktherapy.com.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that the key is to do the things that you really like to do, and then maybe go on the internet, you know, like, for instance, I like botany, like, I'm interested in plants and flowers and vegetables and stuff like that, and so there was this plant forum that I used to go on, and I would, you know, go meet people and geek out and talk about plants and sometimes trade plants with them in the mail and stuff, you know, trade cuttings and stuff, and, you know, I met a lot of people that way, and then I found out that there were people who were actually pretty nearby who had these meetups, and they would, like, swap their tulips, you know, in the spring and stuff, and swap their bulbs and cucumbers and everything. So, you know, there's a whole world out there, and not only can you meet people, like, let's say you really like bowling and you join a bowling league and maybe you'll meet some people that way. There's also people online that you don't even, you may not even meet at a physical place. So the world is a big place, and sometimes, you know,
if you, although it doesn't sound like this question asker has this need, but if you do have a need to have more girlfriends, maybe they don't have to be at your workplace. Maybe there is just the place where they don't laugh at your jokes, but you get home and you go online and you have your girlfriends there, and you go, you know, bowling on the weekends and you have girlfriends there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I think. I mean, I think, Mike, we definitely need to do a show about why are there relatively fewer women in the Liberty Movement than men, and I have a lot of thoughts about that, but I think we should leave it until that show. We'll do a little teaser, but that question definitely is broached by this email as well, so I think we'll leave that until next time, but we're definitely planning to discuss that. So anyway, is that all we want to say, Mike?
I think so.
Cool. Okay, well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, we really appreciate your question. It was a cool thing to talk about, and we'll definitely, this is not the end of this subject, we'll be bringing it up again. So, and if you want to email us your relationship questions, you can email us at, what email address, Mike?
questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, indeed. Or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Which is 419-785-6834.
Yes. So thanks again for listening. You can hear us on the Liberty Radio Network. Go there, check out all the other great podcasts that you can, and live shows. It's definitely not just podcasts anymore. It's kind of morphing and changing into a lot more live content. So go there, check it out, and go to our website and see our new logo. It is so cool. It's
Stephanie May.
It's two little cute porks on a couch talking with each other and therapizing each other.
And something.
Right. So, yep, and you can visit our website at porctherapy.com. Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.